T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, Jad Chambers producing for us. We'll give away a prize pack at the end of this segment. Dan Israel coming up in hour number two. Won't have him right off the top of the hour. He's got some meetings. We'll find out if that has anything to do with the scheduled game against the Bucks and the Hurricane and anything like that. But we expect him a little later in the second hour. So still going to run him down just a little later than normal. No problem there, as they deal with that situation. A couple of notes here. Miles Garrett was in a bad car crash apparently last night. Tommy, I don't know if you saw that. Flipped a Porsche. No funny business suspected, but he's been released from the hospital. Appears to be okay. I don't know about his playing status, so that was a potentially scary situation that presented itself. The Wichita wind surge tonight, Tommy. Is they play in the championship series. They lost the opener on Sunday. They're back home at Riverfront now with what we hope is not their last game of the season, because that'll mean they win and force a decisive game three. But we got the wind surge trying to get that championship. And while they looked fantastic in the divisional series, they fell just a little bit flat in that game one.
Can I just say how much I absolutely hate a best of three series, like especially in the championship series, like at least do a best of five. I don't know. I'm not a fan. Hopefully they're able to come out and they're able to knock Frisco out of the park tonight and even the series, and then have the deciding game, you know, later this week. But I sure wish it was at least a best of five.
It is so hard though to do it, because if you were going to do long series, you would have to shorten the season up, because the Major League Baseball season, we're almost done, right? Like, we're almost through it. And they're not going to extend these out. They're so concerned about innings limits. A lot of the players get called up to the big leagues at this point anyway. Like, it's hard. I get it. At least it's two series now. You know, was it one series last year? At least it's two series. I don't know. It's a tough thing to do as Major League Baseball gets more and more involved with Minor League Baseball, because they're far more concerned. And I don't agree with this. It's just the reality. They're far more concerned about their players developing than they are the city of Wichita getting to hoist a championship. That's the reality we live in, unfortunately.
I mean, I get it. I'm not a big proponent of you play all season long. You play well. You have a long season with peaks and valleys, and then it all gets decided in a best of three series. I'm just not a fan of that. It's the exact same reason why I was not a fan of the wild card game when it was just one game. Because, hey, you're playing 162 games in the major league season, and it all comes down to one game. And I don't think that's the right way to handle it. And I feel the same way about this best of three.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But it is reality, and the reality is Wichita has to get the win tonight to force the game tomorrow. That's first pitch at 7:05. Have you seen any of the renderings of the new Cessna Stadium that's coming? The renderings look good. We're going to have Kevin Saul on tomorrow. And listen, I'm going to ask him the question everybody wants to know, right? What does this have anything to do with football? Because that's a big investment to a stadium that's not a football stadium. They want to bring in soccer. We know that. They want it to benefit track and field. We know that. But the elephant in the room is football. We're gonna put it right out in front and let Kevin Saul say yes, no, or I assume it's a no, but we'll get there. But have you seen the renderings? I think the renderings look pretty good. Sharp.
It does. It looks really good. And I know that, you know, part of the explanation was, you know, to keep it viable for what's currently at Cessna Stadium, and then also try to start women's soccer. Did I read that correctly? Uh-huh. That's part of the deal. That's pretty cool. I'm all on board on that.
Yeah, it looks, and you can see those renderings. They're all over social media and places. I think we have some at kwch.com if you can't find them. But yeah, that'll be a multi-phase deal. We'll get all the latest on that tomorrow with Kevin Saul as we make our way through that bi-weekly interview. We're getting closer to basketball season. We have some scheduling notes that we can talk through as well as we get some info on that. We've got Dan Israel coming up in the next segment. So let's finish up hour number one with another giveaway. So here's what we've been doing. We have kind of a prize pack for everybody, and we're excited to do this. And we want to try to give stuff away all the time because we know people are into that, and we love it. We love hooking people up too. So the first piece of this is we've been given some tickets to a movie called Running the Bases. And basically, we're giving a family four-pack to this movie. This is the first component of our giveaway. So it's a small town. This is the synopsis of the movie that, you know, that I'm getting. I haven't seen the movie. But it's a small town baseball coach getting a major opportunity at a new school, but his faith-first coaching approach causes tension with his new boss. So that's the synopsis on Running the Bases. It's a movie out. So you'll get a four-pack of tickets to that movie. Tommy, we'll get a four-pack of tickets to the Wichita Thunder home opener, which, man, we're less than a month away now, right?
We are. October 22nd, Intrust Bank Arena, the Thunder taking on the Allen Americans. You know, a lot of people in Wichita really excited for hockey after the NHL game over the weekend. A lot of fun there with the Coyotes and the Blues. And so it's, we're into hockey season. We're less than a month away from the home opener. We want to give you four tickets to the home opener on the 22nd.
So you got a four-pack of movie tickets for the family, a four-pack of Wichita Thunder tickets for the family, and we'll throw in a couple of HTO free iced tea cards. They just unrolled their new fall seasonal flavor, peach cobbler, sweet and unsweet. Ooh. So you've got two sets of four tickets, a couple of free iced tea coupons, Open West, coming soon East. A lot of fun. Let's give it away right now. We'll do it as we go into hour number two here. Jad will take care of a winner. He'll find one for us. Caller number, I don't know, let's go three today. 869-1240. Good luck, everybody. Congratulations in advance to the winner. We'll be right back. Hour number two of the show coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.